BND.
Hey, is Will about Will? Excuse me, is Will available?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
It's going okay. How's yours going?
So far, so good. It's getting closer to closing time here, so can't really complain. I don't want to take much of your time, but just giving a quick follow-up call. I had actually sent out a couple offers to the business late last month, and it had been a couple weeks. I hadn't heard anything. I just wanted to track them down, make sure they were received, and introduce myself, and see if you had any questions if you did receive those.
No, you got me at a loss. Received
okay.
What for what now?
So late last month had sent out a couple of offers to the business for equipment financing, working capital lines of credit.
Oh yeah, no, actually, yep, no questions and actually no interest. I don't have any financing needs right now.
Okay, did you guys already buy all your equipment for the year? Take care of all that good stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you normally do it in the first quarter or?
I haven't bought anything because things are so slow here.
Oh no.
I'm doing my best to pay for the things I did buy.
Holy cow. What do you maybe contribute to the slowness? Is it just part of this time of year?
I contributed a lot to this very vague election year that we've got going on.
You are not the first person to say that.
A lot of it. It seems to be slow across the board in this industry right now in this area.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
I think people are holding their breaths a little bit this year to find out which way the wind blows.
Absolutely. You know, I talk to a lot of business owners all over the country and in various fields, and there's a same sentiment. It's across the board. It's kind of shocking, actually. But
kind of a unique year. I mean, it's
yeah.
It's definitely going to make a big difference.
I think this might be, you know, one of the largest elections in United States history, if not the largest.
Yeah.
Most important, by sure. So if Trump were to come into office, would you think that things might pick up a little bit?
I'm very skeptical of Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that I'd probably vote for him if he's the nominee.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
To me, he's an unknown.
Absolutely, because there's no political background there. You know, there's a lot of unknowns with regards to him, but I just think...
Exactly. No political background, and yeah, could be great, could be disastrous.
I guess we'll find out in November.
That's it.
But
well,
Billy...
I'll tell you, we'll see.
Okay.
But it's looking like California looks like I might have a vote to try and help out in the primaries one way or the other, and that's pretty unusual for us out here this time. I don't know, where are you at?
I'm actually right down the road here in Cardiff. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff, so I'm here in San Diego with you as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we might get to actually make a difference, or actually our votes actually mean something this year.
That's kind of exciting. That's actually kind of exciting.
It is. I know. Absolutely. In my life it's never been that. It's always said and done by the time this time of year comes around.
Yeah. But I saw that his magic number, is California going to be the state that might get him over to that magic number?
Yep. I believe California will be the deciding state.
Wow, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Okay.
Well, I'm a little foreign there.
What's that?
I might vote for Trump in the primaries just to keep that convention from being so screwed up.
Yeah, they're really thinking about a bartered convention and trying to plug in a third nominee like Ryan or something is what I've been reading.
Well, yeah, of course, hearing from Ryan, no way. I'll just say no. Well, I said that about Speaker, too, so.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. It's grab your popcorn and sit back and watch the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that will be the best thing if Trump does become the nominee at Trump and Hillary debates. It'll at least be entertaining, if nothing else. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. The insults will be monumental.
Yeah, watch both of their approval ratings go down even further.
Pretty much.
All right.
That's
well,
funny.
Hey, keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Right now, like I said, I'm like the rest of the country, kind of holding my breath and trying
yeah.
to keep my nose above water right now. So.
Okay, maybe I'll check back in November, you know, see what's different, and, you know, go from there.
That sounds good.
I certainly appreciate your time today, though.
No problem.
All righty. You take care. Bye-bye.